see. Good morning, everybody. Thanks so much for being here this morning. If this is your first time or first couple of times here and I haven't met you yet, would love to get the chance to do that, hear how you made your way to the campus here, and maybe get to know you just a little bit in there. We are starting a new series this week. If you missed any of the last series or you want to catch up on that, thank you very much. You can check out our YouTube channel. All of our past stuff is on there. If you missed any of those, would love for you to catch up, and these will be here as well if you want to follow along in this series and maybe miss some of those too. So just want to let you know that's available. Glad you all survived the wildfire this week. That was kind of a unplanned change of events. I just told somebody in the lobby, instead of getting an Amber Alert that scares me nowhere near me, maybe they should have sent me one of those and said, hey, don't go outside, because I didn't know. So I was just I was kayaking, and the sun was red, and I was like, what's happening? Is this it? Is it over? Smoke smells like cigars out here. I'm like, what's going on? But I survived, thanks for asking, and it was good. So fun week in Ohio, that's what we call that, just another thing there. But excited about this series coming up here that we're walking into, and would love to catch you up on anything that you've missed. One thing I want you to know about is your experience in grace, as you're here, if it's your first time, first couple times here, best way to experience grace is to kind of get involved here. If you want to meet people, kind of get on board with the mission and the purpose that's going on here around the campus, to join a team in serving. If you haven't done that before, we can get you connected to a lot of variety of different things that are happening here around the campus. Everything you see from the time you pull up is either an opportunity to serve or one that's already happening, and there's people involved in that. Pretty much everything we do is volunteer-based right now, as we're brand new, and would love to have you be a part of that, and it is a way to connect to community here at Grace. So we'd love to connect you to that as well if you have opportunity for that. Want to dive in here to today, and what we're going to be talking about this week is being ambassadors for Christ. And that we'll dig into it over the next couple weeks, but today I want to get us focused on what we're actually talking about here. So what I want to look at first is the passage in the Bible here where Paul actually talks about this. If you want to turn here, you can. 2 Corinthians 5:20. If you want to turn there in your Bible, you can. If you have a Bible app on your phone, great way to follow along as well. You can use the YouVersion app if you don't have one. And if you don't have a Bible of your own, please, in front of you, the seats there's Bibles. We'd love for you to take one of those home, make it yours. It's very important to us that you have a copy of God's Word to read for yourself. So do that if you need it. It'll be on the screen here as well. But here's what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:20, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. Wow, good words, Aaron. Here we go. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. This is what we're talking about here today. Paul kind of calls this out, and there's a lot going on here in this passage, but we see that Paul is talking about what happens is if we're followers of Christ, what's actually happening in our lives. He's saying, we are ambassadors. Here's what we do. So here's a working definition of what we're talking about that I want to give you in a second, because I don't know what your familiarity is with the term ambassador. If you are very into the foreign affairs of the world, you might know some of those. I don't know any of the names of those people. You might be one of them, and you could fool me because I wouldn't know. But we have some of those that exist today. Back in that time, would have been a little different than that. I don't know if you know this or not, but I, not to put my resume on the table, but I do have some experience as an ambassador, a much less important version of any of the ones that we're going to talk about. But I was a Subaru ambassador. I bought a Subaru one time. It might have been a trap, I don't know. But they were like, hey, do you want to do this? And I was like, yeah, I like rally cars and like the racing that you guys do. Turns out that's not what they cared about much. But I bought a Subaru. Don't worry, I sold it. You're judging me. All right, I'm back to Toyota, the land of reliable cars. Forever. And so I was the Subaru ambassador, and all it gained me was the ability to have free apparel. You know, I didn't have to buy t-shirts for like 3 years. I gave all that stuff away. So you'll see vestiges of my ambassadorship. You'll see random water bottles, book bags, and things that just say Subaru ambassador. People are like, what's that? I'm like, it doesn't exist anymore. They killed it. Turns out it wasn't helping. Maybe it was my fault. I don't know. But that happened, right? So I was allowed to do that for whatever reason. They're like, fill out this form. You have social media and a heartbeat. So here you go. Not sure I did a great job. But what we're talking about today is not brand ambassadors like you would see on Instagram and different places. You're like, I'm definitely not buying your Temu sweater that you say is as good as Nike. You're getting paid to do that. If you don't know what Temu is, ask someone younger than you. And so we see that all the time. What Paul is talking about here, what we actually would have seen is this version of an ambassador. Here's the definition we're going to work with over the series is this. An ambassador is a person chosen or sent by a ruler to faithfully carry a message, represent their authority, and call others to respond. So, you know, not in the fine print of my Subaru ambassadorship. I think they were just like, tell people about Subaru. Share the love, man. And I was like, okay. And not this serious. But Paul is talking about this. So in Paul's time, when people heard this, what they would have heard was this, because they would have been used to this sort of thing happening. When a ruler or a region or a person wanted to get another country, they wanted to negotiate, they wanted to get an understanding, or they had an agenda to go accomplish, they would often send ambassadors to go do this. So they would go, they were chosen to do that because they were going to faithfully represent that. They would carry not their message, but the message of the one who sent them, and they would represent kind of in all of the authority that that person would have their message. So when you are speaking to an ambassador, it's as if you were speaking to that ruler, right? They had that authority. And what they would do is go and say, here's what they want. Here's the message. You know, what's your response? What can I take back? Or what are you going to do? And that would have been what they were used to there. And so they were chosen carefully and trusted. They were kind of in the name of that person. They're seeking responses. So in every way, except for being that person, they would represent their agenda, their message, and what they had to do. So this is what we're working with here. And this might be news to you, it might not be, but this is what Paul would be describing. And so as followers of Jesus, if this is true of us, it's not just something that we do, right? It's not just like what I did where I signed up for a thing, got some free stuff, and you're like, if I care about it today, I'll do it. If not, I won't. If I don't like Subaru anymore, I just can it, right? It's not that at all, which I did that very thing. I was like, I sold my Subaru, so I guess I'm not a very good billboard for that anymore. But here's what this would mean for us. As a person following Jesus, if we're going to be ambassadors, it's not a maybe sometimes if it's convenient type of thing. When we would talk about it, what we would mean, that's a fun thing that's happening. I think I only clicked it once. Could we go back to that one? Maybe. There we go. This is good. We're going to go one more forward. All right, we're back. All right. As followers of Jesus, this is not just a sometimes thing that we do. What happens is followers of Jesus, this is actually going to be a part of who we are. So when we begin to follow Jesus, the Bible often talk about being a new creation, being someone who is made new, being made new. There's this process that's happening, and part of that identity is now that we are ambassadors for Christ. And so this is a very serious thing for followers of Jesus. We're like, this is a thing that is part of who we are, not just something that we do. So going forward, when we would see Jesus talk about this, we would be sent by him. Just like an ambassador of Paul's day would have been, here's what we see in John 20, 21. It says this, and again he said, peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you. So Jesus himself, as he was sent for a purpose, for a mission, is sending us as followers of Jesus. So we aren't just followers of Jesus and we just hang out the rest of our lives until Jesus comes back or things kind of end on their own or we get old. We actually have a purpose. Jesus has sent us to do something. And as we begin to realize this over time, it changes the way that we think about life. And here's an important thing for us to know as we think about being ambassadors, if it's part of our identity, much like when we talk about relationship with Jesus, when we talk about being saved from our sins, it's not by our own merit. Right? If you didn't know, that's how the Bible would talk about salvation, knowing Jesus. We couldn't have earned it. It's a free gift from the Lord. There's nothing we can do to make him love us any more, any less. On the same merit as people who are ambassadors for Jesus, maybe in Paul's day, the king would have been like, I'm going to pick the person with the most experience, the most qualified, the best looking, handsome. You know, like they're going to have all these qualifications. And they're going to pick the person they really believe will do like as close to a perfect job as they could. But here's the difference between that and us. As ambassadors for Christ, we're not ambassadors because we earned it. We're ambassadors because we're chosen and sent as followers of Jesus. So Jesus is saying, I'm sending you to do this. I've chosen you. This is part of the good works that I've created for you to do. Not because you earned it, not because you have the most extensive background. He's like, but because I saved you, because I called you, because I love you. I'm going to call you to do this. So this is a case of us being qualified to what God calls us to do, right? He's going to make that happen. He's the one who's calling us to do that. So this is not a work harder series. It's not a do a better job. What it is can we live in the reality of our new identity of being ambassadors for Christ? And this is going to cause us to think a little differently when we know that this is who we are. The Bible would put it this way: when we start to think about things a little differently in our lives. In 2 Corinthians 5:16, it would say this: as followers of Jesus, so we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This passage illustrates the fact that, man, when we come into relationship with Christ, it's a totally different experience. Right? We might have heard about him. We might have read about him. We're like, man, it's pretty cool. There's like historical documents. It's pretty cool that you can historically prove the person, all of this stuff. You're like, wow, that's neat. It's a totally different thing when we experience the life-changing power of Jesus in our lives, where we begin to be transformed. And so we know Christ differently now. And the same thing is true of viewing other people around us. As we become ambassadors for Christ, what that's going to mean is we're going to look at the world differently, right? We're not going to view it just from a human point of view, because if we're the ones on the judgment seat, which, let's be honest, we love to be, I don't have an opinion about everything, but if you ask me to have one, I will gladly have it. I love having opinions. It's just like a great part of life. It's great. You know, I love being right, all that stuff. You're like, some of you are like elbowing the person next to you. You're like, you guys should maybe talk about that sometime. But here's what I know is it doesn't really matter what my opinion is, because how I view a situation is not being ambassador. What I'm doing is carrying a message from Jesus as an ambassador. And so what this is going to cause me to do, if I'm an ambassador for Christ, being an ambassador for Christ starts with how we see the ones we're sent to. One of the best parts of being in this world and in relationship, in existing, is being in relationship with people, right? One of the hardest parts of life is being in relationships with people. It's a both and. You're like the most rewarding and soul-sucking thing that I've ever been a part of. Just be real about it. There's some relationships that I love, and they're life-giving, and they're great. And then there's some that you're like, I don't think that person's human. I'm beginning to wonder. I just don't know what's going on over there. It is frustrating. It's painful. It's difficult. I don't really want to be in it, but God made us related, so I don't know what to do with that. Here's what an ambassador does when we're carrying the message of Jesus. When he changes how we view people, there is no other thing that we're thinking of when we look at people except for the fact that they're created in the image of God. That is how we view people. For the same reason that God loves me, because he made me, because I'm his, I belong to him, and he wants to be in relationship with me. Forget all the circumstances of these other relationships. God feels the same about them. As an ambassador for Christ, when I look at people, I need to see beyond all the stuff and look and say, that is a person created in the image of God who he loves, who he wants to be in relationship with. That's a different way to think. And I'm carrying this message of Christ. And so if I'm going to be an ambassador for Christ, if it's part of who I am, it is going to change the way that I see people around me. It's going to give me a heart for the ones that I'm sent to. And that's how I know where I might need to work on this. When we start to see people this way, and what Paul would call sin, he's like, all right, we're not seeing things the same way anymore. We're not seeing them just from a human point of view. This is what Paul would say in Ephesians 4. That I love talking about how we can live. Because he says, therefore, I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling. For you have been called by God. Right? There's this reality that God chose us to be ambassadors to the people in our lives. I don't know why he made your sibling your sibling. I don't know why he made your dad your dad. I don't know. I know all of those things are complicated. I don't know why he put you in that workplace with those people. But here's what I would say. When we think about the people around us, when we think about representing Christ as an ambassador, I would think our biggest difficulty in our life relationally may be the biggest opportunity. When you think about your life and you're like, where it's really difficult to be an ambassador for Christ, it's my greatest difficulty. You're like, we're carrying the message of Christ, and he put you there for a reason. Right? When they send an ambassador to France, they probably speak French. They probably sent that guy for a reason. They're not like, so who knows Spanish? Maybe go give a crack at French to see if it works. They're going to pick, there's a reason. The same way God has placed you in this life, God isn't careless. God doesn't do things for that reason. He puts you where you are for a purpose. And as an ambassador for Christ, you're there. And there's opportunity there. See, our lives are going to communicate often more than we think. If I had to guess, you're probably like me. I spent a large portion of my life, I call it the misspent tales of my youth. If you want to hear more about it, you'll hear it sometime. But if you want to hear more about it, you can ask me. I spent a large portion of my life just under the assumption that what I did didn't matter. I'm like, whatever. I think YOLO was coined during my teenage years. You're like, you only live once, so just go. Just do it. Right? I was living that way. I'm like, it doesn't really matter what I say. I'm like, if it's funny, it's funny. Just say it. You know, if it's hilarious, like that's how you make friends. Like it's all these things. What do I do as long as I'm not hurting myself or anybody? Right? It's all these things that we feel in culture we see. And here's what I didn't realize is that all of that matters if I'm a follower of Jesus. Thank goodness social media didn't exist in its current form when I was a child, but in a very different life for me. But here's what I know. When we're ambassador of Christ, it's not a Sunday thing. It's not just a sometimes thing. It becomes part of our life. And so what Jesus is saying, what Paul's describing here is, I'm begging you to live a life worthy of the calling. For you've been called by God, not of perfection. But he's like, can you understand? Can you just grasp? Can you see it a little bit that everything you do matters? Everything I do matters. And for sure, everyone sitting in this room, your life probably matters more than you thought coming in this morning. I know that's true for me. There's relationships that I underestimated. There's impact that I didn't think I could have. And what Christ is saying is, you are my ambassador. I prepared you for this. You can do this. So how does this cause us to live then? Or how do we live in this and not feel the weight of it? Because if I'm being honest, if I'm sitting here hearing this conversation at this point, you're like, it's a lot of pressure. Like, I'm representing the God of the universe. You're like, neat, no pressure there. Nothing, what could go wrong? You're like, my life's really on the rails all the time. It's fine. But here's what we know. There's some certain ways that Christ, as an ambassador, we're not the one sending the message. We're not the ruler. We're not the person sending the ambassador. We're carrying the message. So here's a way that it would cause us to live that is, I think, paramount. This is the missing piece. Because let's be honest, as people who are followers of Jesus, if there's a valid criticism from our culture of us, it's that we aren't always good ambassadors. Okay? Just being honest. I'll be real with you. I'm like, have I failed people? Yes. Right? Did I grow up in some church culture stuff that it doesn't exist everywhere, but exists some places where it was like, we're elitists because we follow Jesus? Yeah. I'm better than you because I follow Jesus. Yes, that happened. It's not everywhere. It's not every time. But there's a way that we can be ambassadors that makes it work. It's the same way that we approach Jesus in relationship. Are you ready? Here's what it is. I'm going to skip this slide because I don't want it anymore. That was not as dramatic. Hey, there we go. Okay. Let me go back one. Jesus is going to describe in this passage how we do this actually well. Here it is. In 2 Corinthians 4, 5 through 7, here's what it says. This is the part, if we can grasp onto this part, this is going to help us live in the nuance and the tension of difficulty, of us failing, of us not getting it right all the time, and still have a leg to stand on when we approach people with the message of Jesus. And this is the message that if you're not a follower of Jesus, if you're here today, if you're hearing this, and you're hearing this is the way we're supposed to live, this is the missing piece, this is how we should describe and live. Here's what it says. It says, you see, we don't go around preaching about ourselves. We preach that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we ourselves are your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, let there be light in the darkness, has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. We now have the light shining in our hearts but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. This is huge. Because the difficulty is of the message is that when we are going to talk to people, we have been transformed by the message of Jesus. And there are things that God said in his word that are true, that describe how I'm doing things wrong. There's right and wrong. There's morals in here. There are things that are just that God does not love, right? All of that's in here. And it's not true, but when we can embrace this part of the gospel, it is God who has done this, right? It's God who has transformed my life. It's why I'm even talking to you today, why I would say yes to be an ambassador for Christ. But man, it is in me. It's part of who I am, but I'm fragile. I'm like, I'm still a person, and I'm probably going to let you down. I'm going to make mistakes. And what I have to do is position myself and talk about Jesus Christ in the way that is going to make this impact on people. When I'm fragile, when I make a mistake, I want people to know that any power in my life, anything good I have to offer, any change that's happened to me is not a result of my hard work and commendable to me. It is because of the power of Christ. It's not from me. That's the power of the message. And so what this causes us, when we are an ambassador, what we do is we lead with humility. We lead with humility. This is the missing piece. Oftentimes we lead, we're like, we got to lead with truth. And you're like, that is true. We should say and believe everything that's in the Bible. But we have to lead with humility. You're like, well, what does that look like, Aaron? I got to tell them what. You're like, we can tell them what's right and wrong. We got time for all of that. Jesus is the one who's going to convict them of that, right? He's going to work on that. What's my job is to show them what, if I'm an ambassador, I'm exemplifying what it's like to follow Jesus, to carry his message. And so what we have to know is this, is that we're going to be imperfect at times. Well, why did everybody start to be like elitist and like they have no problems when they're Christians? I'm like, I think because they failed and they didn't know what to do. Right? I'm a follower of Jesus. I'm trying to be an ambassador all the time, and then I sin, and I'm like, oh boy, what do I do? Well, I'm going to hide it. I'm going to act like I don't have any problems. I'm going to yell about yours louder. Like, whatever conclusion that we reach in our brains, I do it, you do it, we all do it. What we need to do is lead with humility. What does that look like? It's this, as a follower of Jesus, if I'm leading with humility and I truly believe that it's Christ in me, that is doing this, is giving me the power to live my life this way, to have everlasting life, to have a relationship with God, I'm going to lead with humility. And what's going to happen is that when I fail, I'm going to lead with humility by asking for forgiveness. I'm going to go to that person and be like, hey, I screwed up. I'm sorry. I'm going to confess that. I'm going to bring it to God and say, God, I need help in this area because I failed at being your ambassador here. I wasn't perfect. I need to go to God with that, bring it to Christ, confess it, and ask for help. It's the same way that I come to Christ. Why is this such a great way to lead? Because if we want people to have relationship with Jesus, this is the same road they have to take. It takes humility to come before Christ, to say, I believe that you're who you say you are. I have sin in my heart that I'm accountable for, that I can't do anything about, and I need your help. I need to confess that to you. They have to come to God that way. And for me to exemplify that, to show them a little bit of what it's like to experience the grace of God, the forgiveness of God, is an incredible way to do it. If you're not a follower of Jesus, or if you're a follower of Jesus and you have been hurt by people who should be ambassadors, if you've been hurt by the church, if you've been hurt by a pastor, I need you to hear this. This part's important for you too, and here's why. Because what you have experienced, it's not even likely, it's just the truth. You have experienced the failure of an ambassador, not a failure of the message. Does it hurt? Yes. Is it painful? Yes. Has it caused you to maybe create distance between God from church? Absolutely. You need to know it was a failure of the messenger. It doesn't make the message less true, right? God is gracious in the fact that he involves us in what he's doing, but oftentimes it is me, the follower of Jesus, who fails the message. And it has impact on people. But if you've struggled with that, here's what I need you to know is do not let a person define Jesus for you. Because we're all imperfect. We're all on the same journey that you're on. We might just have understood, it might be a little less foggy for us. Jesus wants a relationship with you, and people aren't going to be perfect at any point in your life. And so the greatest thing that you could do is to understand that truth, that you may have been failed by an ambassador, you may have been failed by a messenger, but the message is not a failure. The message is still true. And I would ask you to even consider that to find a person in your life who follows Jesus that leads with humility in this way. Because they will probably help bring understanding. Don't think about the ambassador that wrote you off because you didn't understand something. Don't look for the person that invited you to church but then found out that you didn't believe in Jesus and they're like, get out of my church. Don't look for the person who has been horrible to you your entire life that says they follow Jesus. Look for the person who exemplifies humility, who says, I'm a follower of Jesus. He's changed my life. He's worked in me, and I'm kind of fragile, and I don't do it right all the time, but I'd love to help you understand it, right? Look for humility in their answers, because that actually is the humility we approach Christ with, and it's how he loves us in that way. So here's where I want to leave us as we think about this series. There's some things I'd love for you to think about the entire time, and even something I'd love for you to do this week. It's this: if you're a follower of Jesus, here's what I need you to know. If you're a follower of Jesus, you might need to write this down. You might need to like repeat it, say it 5 times before, but I don't know what you do to remember things or what helps you, but find a way to do this. You and I need to wake up every day and know that we're an ambassador for Christ. Every single day. I am an ambassador for Christ. With all the understanding that we just talked about, to know that I'm going to go into every day as an ambassador of Christ. Because here's what will happen. It's going to give you, what that passage talked about, a different view of what's happening than you've had before. Because I'm just going to be real with you. Sometimes I get hyped up to go to that family gathering and I'm like, not thinking about that. Not that helpful. Everybody's just a problem. I'm thinking about going into that situation. I'm like, I really don't want to see this person, or I know the DMV is going to be terrible, or like the grocery store line, people can't walk in Costco. Like, I don't, whatever you go into, I don't know what you do with your life. Maybe you're a Sam's Club family, that's fine. You know, Costco's obviously God's store, but I don't know who you are, what you do, but you need to know, they have better things. Okay, we don't have time for that. But if you're a follower of Jesus, when you go in, you need to know in every situation, I am an ambassador for Christ. That doesn't mean get your act together, work harder, do better. What it means is when you go into that, realize the opportunity. And if you whiff the opportunity, if you swing and miss, if you strike out, just go with humility and repair that thing, because there's something to be done there. It matters. Every single one, the way you treat the cashier, the way you go into the gas station, like, and you'll become curious about what God might do if you can do that every day. Aside from just knowing that every day, when you go on mission, here's some more specific things to think about this week. Who do I need to take it to? Who are the people in my life that I have the most opportunity with every day? Make a list. If you don't have 3 people that you pray for every day, add 3. Pray for them every day. That God, I'm an ambassador. These are the people you've called me to go and say, be reconciled to God. Right, put those people on a list. Who do I need to see differently? Right, there might be people in your life who you see as difficulty, and they need to be seen as opportunity for the gospel. Instead of seeing your biggest problem, be like, man, I wonder what their biggest pain is. I'm sure you've been wronged. There's evil, all of that. But what could God do here? What is my role in this relationship? Who do I need to see differently? And I think it is worth a time. There's not always the possibility to go back and do this, but to spend some time looking back and say, where have I maybe done this imperfectly? Is there a time where I've carried this message and I've represented it poorly? Is there a phone call I got to make? Is there a relationship that might actually have a future if I were to go in with humility? I don't know where you are with that, but to start to consider some of these things. If you're not a follower of Jesus, I would say this: as you think about what we're talking about, you need to know this is what we're aiming for. This is what we're trying to do. I don't know what people say these days. I know what I say. I'm like, there is the Christian life is not to be perfect. That's not what we're trying to do. Because we know that that's impossible. That's the whole reason Jesus came to earth to be a sacrifice for us, because we couldn't do that. We can't earn it. So you need to know that everything we do in the name of Christ is done in his power by an imperfect person. That would be the same for you. It's a freeing way to live, because it means that you can come to Christ as an imperfect person, as a person who is embedded in sin, who doesn't know what to do with their life, and you can become a new person. And that journey is one that we would love to be on with you. We would love to have the opportunity to just be alongside you, to answer questions, to help you do this in your life. Because it is the most important thing we could tell you about. The reason we have Sunday mornings, if we didn't have Sunday, we might have Sunday mornings, we'd just send a text message and be like, all right, people. But we're like, we want to be here because we feel it is our role to be ambassadors to people. To let you know what the truth of the Bible says, but to also let you know that we are also on a journey of following Jesus, of becoming who God calls it, to live a life worthy of that calling. It's all work that we're doing, and we love to do with you. And I would say, if you've had an experience with the church or people who call themselves Christians, or you've been to a football game where somebody yelled at you and handed you a pamphlet, like whatever version of that you've had, I'd ask you to just take a step back and say, did an ambassador for Christ ruin this for me? Or did Christ actually ruin this for me? What thing actually happened there? And if the latter is true, that someone on this earth messed that up or handled it wrong or communicated it to you poorly or gave you additions to it, that you have to follow Jesus and do all these things, to take a step back, take one of these Bibles home, ask someone, what does it actually mean to be in relationship with Jesus? What does the message actually say? Because what Jesus is after is your heart, and he wants to know, will you let me be a part of your life? Because you have sin that you have to deal with. And Jesus is faithful to do that. So I would ask you to give Christ another chance, to give him a chance at all, to be maybe a solution to something that you've been trying in your power to fight your entire life, for years, for decades, and you've made no ground, or you made a little ground and you went 10 steps back. I don't know where you're at, but it would be the pleasure of the Lord and a privilege for him to walk with you in relationship. And what it requires is humility. And I'll say the same for the people of our church. If I have a say in what we do and the culture of this church, it will be that it would be our pleasure and our privilege to walk beside you as you learn about Jesus. As you ask questions, all of that is good. We would entertain and love all of it because we so believe that this is true. And as we move over this series, as we think about what the Lord's going to do, as we think about being ambassadors, this is where we want to see the Lord work. This is truly how change happens, I think, in our culture and our world. It's not that we don't tell people the hard truths, that we do this version or that version, but that we would embrace our role as ambassadors. Take it seriously, right? Let the Lord work on it. And if you're following along with us over the next couple of weeks and you're not a follower of Jesus, just see what we're after. And give the Lord a chance here over the next couple of weeks to maybe speak to you in that way as well. So I want to set us up for that conversation. It's what we're going to dig into over the next couple of weeks if you'll hang around with us. And we would love to make that worth your while and help it to settle into our hearts a little bit. What I want to do is this. I want to invite the band up to give us a little time to just process this, to answer some of those questions that I gave you. During this first song, if you could just be still, if you could just maybe you write it down, just think about it. If you're like a thinker, if you need to write it down, if you need to type it in your phone, whatever it is, but to ask the Lord to show you something during this time, to do a little work here, because every week here, for me, it would be a disaster if all you did was hear from me. What I really want you to do is hear from the Lord. And so to take a little time here just to say, Lord, what are you saying for me? If it's the first time in a long time, you can do that. The Lord's not further away because it's been longer. If it's been never and you need to connect with the Lord, do that. He's waiting for you to do that. It's his pleasure. So let me pray for us, give you a little time during that first song, and then we'll get you on your way, and you can think about it some this week too. Lord, we're just so thankful for you. Lord, we're thankful that not only do you want relationship with us, but Lord, you also want to involve us in the work of your kingdom here on earth. God, what a privilege it is as followers of Jesus to be a part of your plan to reconcile the world. God, we know the ways that this is challenging for us as we are followers of Jesus trying to carry your message in a way that you would be proud of, in a way that would represent you well. We know the pressure that comes with that, the difficulty, the failure, Lord, and you know personally for each one of us how that's played out. Lord, we ask that you would just bring to our minds, Lord, the thing it is that we personally need to do in this area. God, would you help us to realize the opportunity here, to realize the names of the people that might be in our path that we can impact with this. God, the people that we might need to go back and apologize to with humility and realize that that might be an opportunity. Lord, whatever it is you want to do in us with this message today, would you do that? Lord, for those that are not in relationship with you, would you give them, Lord, just the assurance that you are here with them to help them understand. God, help us to be faithful stewards of your message that you've entrusted to us as we have the opportunity to tell them about you, about your love for them, about your plan for them, and Lord, to tell them all the wonderful, glorious things you've done in our own lives. Help us to steward that well, Lord, and would you bring to their mind what it is they need to know about you, whether they've been failed by a follower of Jesus, hurt by the church, Lord. Would you make it clear that your message has always been faithful, has always been true, and Lord, is the only thing that truly matters is your love for them. And God, if they need to begin a relationship with you for the first time, or if they need to just begin to take this seriously, to engage the church again, to engage community again, give them the boldness to do that, Lord, and the freedom to live in that. We love you, Lord. We're thankful for all you do for us. Amen.